Today's title, Surrender. Surrender. You know, it's good to surrender. It's good to surrender. See, it's time to stop running from God if you haven't surrendered to His will. We got to stop running. We all have a race to run, but some people are running in the wrong direction. Can you imagine, like, a marathon? We're all running that. And some people just turn, stop, turn, and begin running against the grain, running against people. You ain't never going to finish. Finish line's that way. God's that way. He's helping you to get there. We want to turn it around. But see, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to do that 180. That 180, that repentance, and turn back to God. Carson, I was about to call you Cameron. You mind being on camera for a little bit? Okay. Come on up. Doggone it. You have to take that thing off. Would you hold this for a minute? There we go. That's why. But here's the thing. I said, let's say you're running. Everybody's running this way. You just get in front of me. And you know, when somebody says freeze, like if it's anybody used to watch Cops way back in the day? Bad Boys, Bad Boys. And they say freeze, what do they do? Hands up. Hands in the air. See, that's a sign of surrender. I said, now you can surrender without putting your hands up to God. But that's a sign. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands in the air. Hi, hi, hi. Now wave them like you just don't. And that's fine. But see, God, He's in front of us, He's beside us, He's behind us. And a lot of times we're running away, we're running towards other things and things of life and this passion over here and this goal over here, this vision over here. But God is behind us and saying, hey, I'm right here. If you just turn, we can roll together. And see, it doesn't have to be a place to where we're just frozen and we're stuck and we're, yo, I'm surrendered. But no. See, if we keep running this way and say, Lord, I'm surrendering, you got people that's just running all around like this, you know, wild. But if we just surrender, you're going to realize and then turn around. God is like this. He's waiting for you to come and give Him that hug so you can put your hands down and you can come and see. He's there for you. He's there for you. Yeah, good job. Give Him a hand. Give Him a hand. But we got people that don't want to surrender. But Pastor Tim, I don't want to get uncomfortable. Listen, I can't tell you how to worship. But I guarantee you, when you get out of your comfort zone, that's the best type of worship. When you don't feel like putting your hands up, Lord, I just surrender to Your will. I just thank You. You feel like clapping. This is the most uncomfortable thing to do sometimes. And even open up our mouths. If you feel like dancing and shouting, we used to have a dance back in the day when we were younger. We had wooden floors in our old Pentecostal church. And they were lying like this, but they were really close. We would put our hands in the back, kids, doing this dance. I was like, we were shouting. You couldn't tell us not to praise us. We were dancing. If you need to do that, go ahead and do that. If you need to run, go ahead and run. If you need to shout, go ahead and shout. But do the uncomfortable thing. Because that's where you're really going to grow. It ain't me telling you. It's the Holy Spirit leading you. See, some people are frustrated with how things are going on in their lives, and it's because you're doing what you want to do, and it's contradicting the Word of God. Anytime you feel frustrated, it's important to stop to evaluate on whether or not you are walking and living according to God's word. When you run ahead, your eyes should be on the finish line rather than turned around. You're going to run into people. Can you turn some air on here? The middle one or the one on the right? Thank you. It's when the head is turned every which way. It's when you stumble, You fall, you get tripped up, or you even trip people up. But here's the thing. God is still there with you. Get back up. If you get tripped up, get back up. If you fall, get back up. If you stumble, get back up. He's there with you. Dust you off. Let's go. Let's finish this race. No, no. You want to look around. Look ahead. Finish this. We're in the last days. And he wants us to finish. You're here for a reason. Don't think that your life is insignificant. You're here for a reason. He has his people that he wants. He chose you in this lifetime to be here when he comes back. You're here for a purpose. You're here for a reason. Amen. Warriors at the end of this age. The generals that were there before us that laid that foundation down and what have you. From 2,000 years and what have you. You're here. And when Jesus comes and we meet him, we'll be caught up. We're going to be changed in a twinkling of an eye. You think your life is insignificant? It's not at all. No matter what you got going on. Now's the time to turn around and begin to run towards other people. Now is not the time, sorry. To turn around and run towards other people. In Proverbs 14:12, it says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. There's only one way to God, and there's only one race to run. All the other races that people may be in and all the other avenues that others may think will lead to eternal life, they will end up disappointed. There's only one road to God, but there's a lot of ways that lead to destruction. They're fooling themselves. Satan is deceiving the minds of many people, thinking their way is the best. The Passion Translation says this: you can rationalize it all you want and justify the path of error you have chosen. Not God has chosen for you, what you have chosen. But you'll find out in the end that you took the road to destruction. That's why I'm here. If you got off the wrong path, I'm here to direct you on that straight and narrow. Broad is the pathway to what? Destruction. Destruction. Well, who do you think you are? Well, I'm a child of God. I'm the righteousness of him. It ain't my own righteousness, it's his. Man, I just really feel like I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati right now. That on air right there. Y'all used to watch that back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Less. So what used to be the narrow lane, the lines have been like, the lines, somebody, you think the lines have blacked out? The narrow lane, and somebody just came and took a can of paint and just blacked out the lines, and now it's, ooh, it's roomier over here. I can just cruise along. No, 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 no. God wants us walking in that straight and narrow. You're not going to be perfect in it. If you get off course, he's going to put you right back on the right path. His correction, his discipline, is because he loves you. He cares about you. That's even more than how you would do your own children. He cares about you. My dad loved us very much. Sometimes it's like, Dad, you love us too much, you know? But the thing is, it was that discipline. It's our correction. You do that because you love your children. So we can't stay in that comfortable lane because it leads to destruction. So what are you waiting for? You waiting for one more drink? You waiting for a fling right before you get engaged to get married? You waiting for one more club to go to where you can go out and hang out with your friends and do all these other things? I said, no, I get one more chance to scheme and trick and deceive other people into giving what I want. A sign of surrender is lifting up your hands and saying, God, I surrender to your will for my life. Not my will for my life, your will for my life. I said this before, I'll say it again, and I'll continue to say it. I'm going to do what I want, but what I want to do is his will. Right. I don't want to do my will. I've done that before. Had a lot of fun. had a lot of fun. And he got me out of a lot of jams. And he never stopped loving me. But it became real once I surrendered. Did I ever see myself up here? No, but he did. Introverted. Had a fear of talking, public speaking. The first time I ever had to do a big old public speech, I had to be Martin Luther King. I have a dream. I was so terrified. I didn't show up. And I was looking through the cafeteria windows as somebody else was doing my speech. And the whole school was there. Tim was nowhere to be found. Why? Fear. Until I got a hold of 2 Timothy 1:7. For God did not give us what? If God didn't give it to me, why have I accepted it in my life? I accepted it. And sometimes we accept fear. Scripture also says that the fear of man brings a snare. You don't fear man. You don't fear what somebody can do. Destroy the body and then that's it. We have a reverence, a fear of the Lord. Fear the one who could destroy both body and soul and cast them both into the lake of fire. You don't fear man. You don't fear opportunities that has been set for you. You're going to come to find out, man, there's projects that I didn't want to start because I feared it. And once I started, it's like, what was I thinking? This is nothing. But when you lift up your hands or you open up your heart, and sometimes when we open up our heart, we don't want to give everything. We don't want all the walls to come down. We don't want all the doors to be opened up so that God can roam freely into our lives. There's always that one closet that we got shoved everything in there. Don't look in there. Y'all can go to the bathroom. You can look in the rooms, but don't go in that one closet. No, God wants to clean that out too. He can clean it out if we surrender. He ain't going to force himself. You hear people say life is hard. It is and it isn't. It has its moments. Sometimes it's just like, hey, but that's not the place where we get all prideful and arrogant because everything's going good. That's the time to press in on God. Jesus has given us life, and he came so that we may have life and have it more what? Abundantly. But there's a way that seems right. And if what you're experiencing right now in this season in your life is not an abundant life, then ask yourself this question, whose voice is leading me? Is it my voice? Is it Satan? Or is it the Holy Spirit? Because what God's word says, Jesus says, my sheep, they hear my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Sometimes we can be a stranger to ourselves and lead us down our wrong path. And then we end up turning and blaming somebody else because of decisions that we made. No, no, no. God, forgive me. I made that decision. I want to follow your will. I want to do your will. The shepherd's voice will always lead you to do what's right according to his word. And sometimes in life you will need a course correction, but it's to get you back on the straight and narrow. In 1 Peter 3:18 says this, Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the spirit. Jesus isn't going to die for you again. That was a one-time thing. He ain't getting back on the cross. So all your sin has been paid for. It's been bought by the blood of Jesus. How dare we ever allow somebody else to buy us off to do something else? He already paid for you. He purchased you. You belong to him, and you're going to allow somebody else to purchase you? No. We're sold out to him. We're sold out to God. You belong to him. Can't nobody buy me off. There ain't not enough money in the world to buy me off. There shouldn't be enough money in the world to buy you off. Why? Because you were purchased already. You're sold out to him. You belong to Jesus. Your identity is in Christ. There's no other person in this life that has ever died for your sins but Jesus. And he is worth all our praise. He is worth every breath that we have that's in us. Let every breath praise the Lord. Let everyone that has breath, everything that has breath, praise God. It was a one-time death for all of humanity, for the just and the unjust, for the righteous and the unrighteous, one time. He isn't getting back on that cross. He's seated on his throne. Everything that he came to do was accomplished. And it's also to bring us safely home. Right where you belong, you're here. I said, people, on camera, got to stop playing games. I am playing games. I don't want to play games. I played too many games all my life. I'm not running away from God. I'm running towards him. We got to stop playing games. Some people are waiting until the time where Jesus comes, then I'm going to repent. I'm telling you, that's a pathway to destruction. Thank God that you believe that, but you don't have to wait till then. You don't have to put your life through all that turmoil and junk. If you're going to run, run with Jesus. Man, I wish I was that teenager that shared his faith in high school. People didn't know I was a Christian. We went to church every Friday. They didn't know. They knew my dad was a preacher. But they couldn't. There was no evidence of Jesus living in me. None whatsoever. Had a call? Yep. I didn't want to do that. I came to Kansas to run away from that. Ain't God funny? I left Cali so I wouldn't have to be in the ministry. Little did I know. And then left again and went to Arkansas so I didn't have to be in the ministry. And was getting ready to go overseas so I wouldn't have to be in the ministry. God don't care where you run because he's everywhere. And he'll use the right people in order to come across your path, in order to get you back on that straight and narrow. No matter how many times you messed up. He forgot. You need to forget. Got to do that 180 that we were told in the early 2000s. Turn your life around. We got to do that. As simple as that is the greatest thing that shows, that displays God's grace and mercy, that we can just, Lord, I'm here. You could have been running all your life, but once you say, Lord, I'm here, he's right there with open arms. He's waiting for you. You don't have to be all tough. God can soften up the hardest hearts. People think they're tough. They are not tough until they get into the presence of the Lord. You ain't tough. We're not tough. See, it's when our weakness, this is when he's strong in our life. God can have you sobbing like a little baby. Because he knows how to touch your heart. It's time to surrender. If you've been dealing with that, it's time to surrender. You got to try to get out of getting your own way. We can't surrender to God, turn your life around. You can't keep Forrest Gumping your way through life thinking it's impressing people with all the fake stories. No, you're a ping pong champion. No, you weren't. Well, I was a war hero. No, you weren't. Well, I was a, kick returner for Alabama. No, you were not. I played varsity all 4 years. No, you didn't. You didn't even make it past junior high. You were a glorified hall monitor. Oh. You can't Forrest Gump your way through life. taking people's credibility, taking people, taking credit for other people. Allow God to do something great in your life. See, even when Forrest Gump was running, he came to an end. He stopped. He turned around. I think I'll go home now. He got tired of running. Sometimes we're going to have to get tired of running away from God and run with him, man. There's longevity in that. There's endurance in that. There's patience, there's peace, there's love, there's kindness in that when we're doing, when we're running with God. But when we're running our own race away from him, you get burnt out. You won't finish. That pathway leads to destruction. You have one home. You have one way. You have one God. And there are no other gods that died for your sins. No other God that has given you life. No other God lived a sinless life and just dominated the opposition. But sometimes there's gods that can creep up in our lives and we start listening to other voices other than the shepherd's voice. Let's just make a declaration right now. Repeat after me. I am a child of God. I am the righteousness of God. I receive Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. Lord, forgive me if I ever placed anything before you. I hear your voice loud and clear. Jesus is my shepherd, and his sheep hear his voice. And the voice of a stranger, I will not follow. Lord, help me to hear your voice clearly. And not just to hear what you are telling me, but also to do what you are leading me to do according to your word. I thank you, and I believe I received what I prayed for in Jesus' name. And everybody agree to that, say, amen. So be it. Sometimes you're going to have to stand and make a declaration in your own life. This is it. We're done. We're making a declaration. I had to make that declaration in my life. Wife was taking the kids to church. I was staying at home because I had been working all night. I made a declaration. I'm going to be there. I can sleep in the afternoon. Those afternoon naps are awesome. But you got to make a declaration. Am I going to run with him? Or am I going to continue to run away from him? Young people, choose to run with him. There's no other obstacle in your way. It says, hey, Lord, I need you today. It doesn't mean you got to be perfect. But it does mean it's important to surrender to his will for your life. Jesus, all the have, Jesus, when he was living his life, he always had the right nutrition going on, man. He was never eating the wrong thing. He had a healthy way of feeding from the Father. You know, if we eat too much sweets, I'm not a big sweet guy. I'm a Pepsi guy, which is sweet, and I can drink it by the keg. But as far as candy and chocolate, I'm not a big sweets guy like that. Every once in a while, I'll get a little piece here and there, and then I begin to indulge, and it's like, okay, I'm good. But if you eat too much, you know that's going to ruin your appetite. You know, if we had too much honey, what will it do to you? It'll tear you up. You'd be honey intolerant. Some people are lactose intolerant. I said, that honey will tell you it becomes bitter if you have too much of it. It will give you basically like low blood pressure in that sense. It'll give you heart problems, chest pains, if you eat too much honey. It's crazy. That's why they have those little bit of honeys. Bit of honey. Yeah, just have one. You start indulging in it and your stomach gets turned up sideways, then you know you ate too much. Back off of that. A good hearty meal is to help strengthen your bones. Honey, it just takes a little bit, just a little bit, which is real good for you. So it's important how to manage how much you take in because it can be detrimental to your health. God has given us everything in this world and he has called it good, but too much of something can hurt you. He called it good, but too much of it can hurt you. You can have, he created all things for him and by him. But you know what? The things that he created for us, too much of it can, we got to take it into moderation. You know, people can overeat, but food is good for you. You got to sometimes push the plate away. I got to do that too. There's sometimes I want to turn right to the taco truck. I got to drive past. You don't necessarily need all the things in your life or to have too much of it. Honey is one of those things, and honor is another. In Proverbs 25:27, it says this, it's not good to eat too much honey, and it's not good to seek honors for yourself. And I'll go a step further. It's not good to have other people to seek honor for you. Yet they put palm branches for Jesus and stuff like that. But I said, but he didn't tell his disciples, hey, go out. I'm coming to another town and have them throw palm branches everywhere I go. When you're seeking honor for yourself, you're seeking respect for yourself, all you do is caring about yourself. If people are going to honor you, let them honor you in their own way. But when you have to send people out to get honor for you, that's a dangerous ground to be walking on. Too much of it is not good. Jesus humbled himself and became a servant and showed us how to live this life. We should follow his ways. He didn't go about seeking honor for himself, seeking respect for himself. He went about serving people and destroying the works of the devil. So if people are feeling a certain way right now inwardly, here's the thing. That's conviction, not condemnation. And sometimes people do away with, they reason out conviction and then try to make it out to be as if they're condemning me. No. That's the word. It's not good to eat too much honey, and it's not good to seek honor for yourself. Let other people honor you. Well, I'm going to go. If I go, I can go back to California every time. You know what everybody's going to do? Honor me. I go back to my aunts and uncles in the South. You know what they're going to do? Being a man of God, they're going to honor me. Well, I'm going to make that trip every single week.
Yeah.
I'm a Zoom call. No. Why? Because I would be seeking honor for myself. It's time we stop running away and surrender to his will. Obedience to God and his will, his voice, his ways will always be greater than what you believe you sacrificed in your life. In 1 Samuel 15, we know Samuel was the king, or Saul was the king. Samuel was the prophet. Saul could have had his family line established. But Samuel replied, what is more pleasing to the Lord? Your burnt offerings and sacrifices or your obedience to his voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice. And submission is better than offering the fat of rams. But you don't know how much I sacrificed, Pastor. You don't know how much I sacrificed in order to start that business. I missed a lot of time with my family and my friends and what have you. I didn't even go to church. I was working 80 hours a week, 100 hours a week, trying to get this business going. I said, did God tell you to do that? Or was he telling you to be obedient? Because if you were obedient, you would have had to work 20 hours, not 100. And he would have showed you a different way. A better way, a more productive way that could have had a nice little balance with your family too. You didn't have to neglect your kids for that. Don't shout me down now. But I sacrificed a lot. Okay? But obedience is greater than that. My wife and I, now I'm not saying our kids are perfect because they're not. They got their own stories and that's for them to tell. Not for me. I allow them to tell their own testimony. I'm not going to say it for them. But here's the thing. At one point in time, we were working three jobs apiece. I was working three. She was working three. Full-time in ministry. Coming to church. Sometimes we would split up. She'd be taking them to games. I'd be here serving. And then other times it'd be the different way. I said vice versa. But we found a way to work. Make it work because Jesus was important in our lives. And we showed them that. Now, if they choose to walk in a different light, I may get them. but they know what's right. And I'm not saying we're better than anybody else in any way, shape, or form, but all I'm saying is that you can make a way when there is a way. Obedience will always be greater than the sacrifices that you make. So what is the Lord saying to you in this season? I'm going to stay obedient to God. I dub it the year of obedience or whatever. You can use that scripture for the year. Because I don't believe I gave a scripture for it. But I'm going to stay obedient to God, even if it hurts other people. Because I want to do His will. And you'd be amazed how many times people are trying to get me off of the will of God. And it can be the closest people to you, trying to get you off the will of God. Well, sorry. But I'm going to stay obedient. And I hope you will too. Stay obedient. There's a greater price to pay. I just got to learn a whole lot better to keep myself in love. Got to do it out of love. So yeah, I'll pray for those who persecute me. I'll bless those that curse me. But I'm going to do it out of love. Why? Because there's another level that God wants you to be. I want to grow into the man that God wants me to be for Him to have, to, so I can receive what He has for me, because I know what He has for me is far greater than I can ever imagine. And that's not for me too. That's for you. Stay obedient to God. You know good and well, that's that when you were raising your children up, they wanted to do something, you said no, because you know the outcome. You know that road. And no matter how much they try to get you and persuade you, and they use their tears and all their emotions, they may even, some of them are slick, and even get their friends to try to speak for them. Have their friend's mom to call them up, call you up. Their dad, everybody else is saying, you know, just right here, there's a check in your spirit. Said, no, I don't think so. They don't like you after that. Well, I ain't trying to be your best friend. My responsibility is to be your parent and to teach you the way and to train you up in the right way that you should go. Teenagers don't like that. They love me back there. But I didn't hesitate to tell them the truth. You got to listen. Time to surrender. If you haven't surrendered, time to surrender. Now's the time to do it. Don't wait. Don't wait. Well, I'll do it later on tonight after the game. No, do it now so you can enjoy the game. Do it now so you can enjoy your family. Do it now so you can enjoy your job. Do it now so you can enjoy the school, the education that you can. Do it now. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Do it now. Lord, I'm surrendered to your word. I'm surrendered to your will. Playtime's over. Watch God take you from here to here. Before this year is up. Watch Him take you from here to here before this year is up, if you surrender fully. Even that little closet. Open it up. It's yours, Lord. And you know what's in that closet, your little secret, whatever, it's yours, Lord. Your little indulgence, it's yours, Lord. Your little addiction, it's yours, Lord. Your little scheme, it's yours, God. Well, Lord, I just having a hard time giving. Open that door up. Allow Him to help you. Surrender. 100% of everything you have, give it to Him. He wants you. He loves you. Surrender. That ain't the time to point fingers, even at each other when it comes to, you know, our spouses. That's personal. I guarantee you, we all have something that we can surrender. I guarantee it. If you hadn't, just give it to Him. That's between you and Him. It's a personal relationship. Personal. Some people like to get all up in your personal space. But it's a personal. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for all you've done. Lord, we thank you that we can surrender to your will. We can surrender to your will, Lord. We don't have to have hardened hearts, Lord. I ask that you just touch their hearts right now. If there's any that has got any walls, break them down in the name of Jesus and reveal yourself to them. Every adult, every child, every teenager. We thank you, Lord, for surrendering. Surrendered hearts in here towards you and your word and your will in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus says this in Luke in 9:21. He says this. Jesus warned his disciples not to tell anyone who he was. The Son of Man must suffer many terrible things, he said. He will be rejected by the elders, the leading priests, the teachers of religious law. He will be killed, but on the third day he will be raised from the dead. Then he said to the crowd, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up. You must turn from your selfish ways. My version right here says, you must give up your own way. Take up your cross daily and follow me. Give it up. Give up of getting your own way. His will for your life. His ways for your life. His presence for your life. His power in your life. His authority in your life. His love in your life. Give up getting your own way. Being a daily follower for Jesus, which is something that is not easy to do. We got to fight this all the time. And if you get off, Father God, I was wrong in that. I missed that. I missed that opportunity. I didn't do what you wanted me to do. I repent of that and I turn. Lord, help me to get back to that. That's not hard. That just takes humility. You don't have to continue to go around just being mad at everybody all the time. Humility. Give up at getting your own way. Surrender. Turn around. God is waiting for you with a hug. Come on. Everything's going to be all right. Now get going. Everybody stand. Let's stand, let's stand, let's stand. Glory to God. All right. Just a show of hands, who surrendered to God? That's not something to be shy of. That's something to be confident in. That's something to be grateful for. Having an attitude of gratitude. And if you haven't, surrender. Well, I don't want God to change me because I don't want to be going to church in a suit and I don't want to be those holy rollers and stuff like that. It's like, listen, you're going to be changed just like him if you surrender. And that's a good thing. You were created for him. You were created by him and for him. Not for anything else. No other God has the right to claim you. You've already been purchased. So sell out to him. Amen. Lord, we thank you for everyone here. We thank you for the life, health, and strength. Lord, we thank you that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we are surrendered fully to you and your will for this church in this city. Lord, we wait for your coming. We are expecting you to do what you said that you would do. Thank you. Yeah. Surrender. Surrender. He's got a mighty plan for your life. Surrender. Time to start running with him, more so than away from him. Surrender. Young ladies, bump your sister. Hey, look up here. Surrender. It's okay. You don't think you're going to be cool. God ain't about the cool factor, but here's the thing. He's always cool. It doesn't matter what people are going to say. You know, they're going to say those things anyway. So it ain't nothing new. But if you just surrender, watch what he does through you. Surrender. Lord, we thank you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday night.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv. Or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.